Now, the United States on Saturday, they reinstated their sanctions on Iran, especially over the nuclear program. Iran is describing this reinstatement as something that is unjustifiable. And that follows the collapse of the talks between Iran and Western powers, as well as those Israeli and U.S. airstrikes that we saw earlier in this year on Iranian nuclear sites. But we also know that there has been reports of other strikes that impacted innocent civilians in Iran and not only the nuclear facilities in the country. To give us more details on this, we have a journalist based in Iran, Ali Riza Kamandi. Ali Riza, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for providing this opportunity for me.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We saw that reinstatement of sanctions by the United States on Iran, especially around its nuclear program. What has the response been thus far from Iran? And also, what can we expect as potential implications of this reinstatement of those sanctions?
Okay, so... But as you mentioned, Iran has mentioned it is unjustifiable sanction which has been imposed against Iran, and because Iran has tried all diplomatic ties and dialogues to reach a kind of negotiation with the West, in particular with the United States, but unfortunately the opposite side's demands, I mean the West, or in particular the U.S., was really unacceptable for Iran, and it was a kind of a bully demand. So Iran rejected that kind of negotiations, and finally, or at the end, they, three European countries, because they were as a signatories of the JCPOA, or Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, called JCPOA in 2015, and although Iran completely fulfilled its commitment to that negotiation, but they brought some pretext, and finally they reinstated the stopback mechanism against Iran. So it is not a kind of economic pressure on Iran. It's a kind of political pressure on Iran, and they want to pave the way for a new round of aggression against Iran, and that's why they reinstated the stopback mechanism.
Now, it does seem a bit hypocritical. I mean, they will say that they have sanctions placed on Iran, especially because of its nuclear program, because they don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. When you have a country like Israel, also in the Middle East, that has repeatedly bombed Iran, and they have nuclear weapons, but there's no sanctions placed on Israel. So it is a bit hypocritical. But when we're looking at the international community, what's the stance on sanctions that have been placed on Iran, especially because of this nuclear program? Also, how can this now impact diplomatic efforts between other Western powers and Iran?
Iran has been under different kinds of sanctions, unilateral sanctions, for more than four decades. So it is not something to be new for Iran. And in short and brief, I want to tell you, Iranian people are used to these kinds of sanctions. So Iran will continue its diplomatic relations with other countries as it did before. So I believe that in practice, nothing special will happen to Iran in terms of diplomatic arena or sphere. So, it is said to you that it's a kind of showing green light. I mean, a stopback mechanism or activation of the UN, reactivation of the UN sanctions against Iran by is just as giving green light to Israeli regime to resume the strikes and attacks on Iran, but Iran is really fully prepared for any possible aggressions against its territory.
Now, Ali Riza, you mentioned that, you know, it's not anything new for there to be sanctions placed on Iran. And Iran is quite used to having sanctions placed on them. And the Iranians, obviously, then by extension, are used to living under these sanctions by especially the United States. So then that begs the question, what impact will this actually have on Iran, especially what economic impact will this have on Iran, seeing that they have been living under sanctions for quite a number of years?
You know, sanction, naturally, doesn't have, it's not a positive, or it's not considered as a, you know, good point for every nation. So it is considered as a negative and, to some extent, harmful and destructive element on the way of each country or nation's progress. But for Iran, which has been under different kinds of sanctions for more than four decades, as I first mentioned, it's not a new thing. And Iran, in many cases, turned those sanctions into a kind of opportunity for itself. So Iran has never looked at those sanctions as a big threat. Although in some places, those sanctions could act as a kind of bomb on the way of Iran's progress. On the whole, Iran has been able to manage those sanctions and Iran has been able to find some solutions to circumvent those sanctions. I do believe that if any country was under those sanctions that Iran has been under them, that country, you know, would be hurt economically, or its economy would collapse completely. But Iran knows well how to manage those sanctions.
Well, as you mentioned, Iran has managed those sanctions before, and I'm sure they will find ways to manage the sanctions that have now been reinstated on the country by the United States. But you are unfortunately going to have to leave it there. Ali Riza, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon to speak to us about this recent development in the Middle East. That was Ali Riza Kamandi, a journalist based in Iran, speaking to us about that sanctions that was reinstated on Iran this past Sunday by the United States, especially around the nuclear program. To me, it is a bit hypocritical that we always see sanctions placed on Iran when there are other regional players like Israel who are doing exactly the same things that Iran is being sanctioned for, but there's no consequences for Israel at all.